USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russia is being accused by military officials of intentionally colliding with a U.S. drone in international waters above the Black Sea, causing the U.S. asset to crash. Representative Greg Stube from the House Ways and Means Committee on Fox News
saw how feckless Joe Biden and his administration is on the world stage, and Putin and the Russians and the Chinese know they can get away with whatever they want to do. Chinese can put a surveillance balloon all across the domestic continental United States. The Russians can shoot down our drones. They know there's not going to be any type of reaction from this White House.
Eight states, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Washington, are holding statewide elections this year. Nationwide, 46 states permit some form of no-excuse early voting. This includes eight states like Washington, where elections are conducted entirely by mail, a system most would not trust with their cash. Bypassing Congress again, President Biden rolled out his executive order on guns in California.
President Biden met with survivors of the mass shooting in Monterey Park, California on Tuesday as he takes action to curb gun violence. In his speech, the president laid out the details of his new executive order on gun control. It aims to increase background checks, raise awareness of red flag laws, and crack down on firearms dealers who are violating the law. Biden added that Congress must act to implement universal background checks and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. 11 people were shot and killed in January in Monterey Park in a predominantly Asian-American community after a Lunar New Year festival. I'm Skip Kelly.
After supporting Defund the Police, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost her job. The new candidates fighting for her job are realigning past comments. Brandon Johnson was asked about a comment he made in 2020 calling defunding the police a goal.
I said it was a political goal. I never said it was mine.
This is USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
A lawsuit has been filed against Norfolk Southern Railroad.
The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine. The state is seeking damages and civil penalties.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk and Southern's escalating accident rate. It's up 80%. Over 10 years.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is also seeking a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. I'm John Schaefer.
Honduras President Xiomara Castro announced that her government will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. This switch would leave Taiwan recognized by only 13 countries, as China spends billions to win recognition for its One China policy. The special prosecutor in the Alec Baldwin Rust case is resigning.
On Tuesday, Andrea Reeb announced she would be resigning from the trial, saying she didn't want her dual roles as both prosecutor and legislator to cloud the issues. Reeb was hired last August to lead the prosecution in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust in 2021. A few months later, she was elected to New Mexico's House of Representatives. Baldwin's lawyers have argued she cannot serve as a lawmaker and prosecutor simultaneously. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Beware, today is the Ides of March. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.